nothing else. This is all about the facts and the law, and it's your job, jury, to apply the facts to the law, again, with the highest burden in our legal system, proof beyond a reasonable doubt necessary for a conviction. So this is over for Kyle Rittenhouse in the state. He cannot be tried again. He's not guilty. And that's the end of it with respect to the state of Wisconsin.
Ellie Honig weighing in on what lies ahead for Kyle Rittenhouse. I just want him to be able to get his life back. And I don't know if he'll ever be able to do that. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Steffen Law Firm. When you have a dispute with the government, they're the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison and Steffen, here's the phone number, 702-385-2500. That number again, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. Coming up, the question that people always ask me about candidates, okay, it's always, do they support Donald Trump and the America First policies? And I guess the second question, sometimes the first, are they really conservative? How conservative are they? We're going to check in with Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas. He's also a candidate for governor. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue on this Friday edition on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Kyle Rittenhouse has been acquitted of all charges after pleading self-defense in the Kenosha, Wisconsin shootings. Rittenhouse could have gotten life in prison if found guilty of the most serious charge against him. Speaking to reporters, President Biden was asked about the verdict.
I just heard a moment ago.
Do you have any reaction?
I didn't watch the trial, so I, you know.
Do you stand by your past comment equating him to white supremacy?
Well, look, I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works, and we have to abide by it.
Rittenhouse had been charged with homicide, attempted homicide, and recklessly endangering safety for killing two men and wounding a third with an AR-style semi-automatic rifle. Also at townhall.com, good news for Senate Republicans in the latest forecast from the Cook Report for the 2022 midterms.
The independent nonpartisan political newsletter says Senate races in Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada have all shifted toward Republicans. All three had been leaning toward Democrats. After the shift, they are now in the toss-up column. Republicans have a strong host of primary candidates vying to confront the Democratic incumbents, Mark Kelly in Arizona, Catherine Cortez Masto in Nevada, and Raphael Warnock in Georgia. Republicans see those seats as their best chance to flip the Senate back to GOP control. Bob Agner reporting.
At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden temporarily turned over his duties to Vice President Harris this morning.
The president had a conversation with Vice President Harris, as well as Chief of Staff Ron Klain, at around 11:35 this morning. He was in good spirits. He resumed his duties as president at that point in time.
The president underwent a routine colonoscopy at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. He was under anesthesia during that procedure. The Dow finished 268 points lower today, but the NASDAQ was up 63. More at townhall.com.
Do you know how much you're really paying for life insurance through work? I can almost guarantee you're overpaying for limited coverage. I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent for over 20 years. My clients are shocked to learn how expensive life insurance at work really is because of a rate that's driven up by unhealthy people. Why pay more when you don't have to? For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. I even found a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. Don't wait. Workplace open enrollment is here. Let SelectQuote save you money and get you the coverage you need to protect your family.
For your free quote in just minutes, call 1-800-659-8080. That's 1-800-659-8080. 1-800-659-8080. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 104. This is your KMTQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, never mind. That's the decision of the Clark County School Board as they decided not to terminate the contract of school superintendent Jesus Jara. The 4-3 vote reverses a split decision made on October 28th when the board voted to end Jara's tenure for convenience, quote unquote. Meaning they did not have to give a reason for the firing. Back in May, the panel voted to extend Jara's contract through January of 2023, so try to keep up. Now the question is, does Jara want his job back? He was scheduled to leave the post on December 1st, and he did not attend last night's school board meeting. Defenseman Zach Whitecloud made his presence felt last night when he returned to the ice with the Golden Knights. He scored twice in the second period as Las Vegas beat the Red Wings 5-2 at T-Mobile Arena. Netminder Robin Lehner stopped 26 shots as the Golden Knights improved to 4-1 on their homestand with one game left before they finally hit the road. And it's good to be state champs again. Bishop Gorman scored touchdowns on all seven possessions and added a defensive touchdown to trounce Reno's McQueen High 56-7 in Class 5A state football championships.
Is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, the two right lanes are blocked there on Interstate 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. It's right before the exit ramp to Interstate 15 north from 215 east. So you're going to want to stay to the left through there. Also, you'll tap the brakes, 95 eastbound at Rancho.
Gather around! And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are... Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes... He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives It's when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. Want to check in with a friend and a guy that's running for high office in our state. He is Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas. He is a GOP candidate for governor, and he joins us. Mr. Mayor, how you been?
Kevin, I'm fine, and I appreciate being on the Kevin Wall Show today.
I love it that you're running statewide, and that means you're going to go to all 17 counties. How much traveling have you done so far?
Well, I was just up in Carson City. I was in Reno. I went to Virginia City for a meet and greet. I was over in Elko, had a great meeting over there. That was just recently, but Kevin, I can tell you, I've traveled all 17 counties, and in 15 of them, for sure, I've never seen so much hopelessness and anger in my life with the way the people in the rurals are feeling. I mean, they are completely shut out. They don't have any access to getting a hold of anybody in the executive office. They're hopeless, watching what goes on in this country and no leadership. It's just a sad situation. I mean, there's people in Nevada that are paying good taxes that are just being ignored. And so I think they see, you know, I was chairman of government affairs for the state Senate. I worked with those elected officials and communities all the time. I think they're seeing hope finally that we can get back to where we're one Nevada and we all communicate, work together.
I'm curious what you think of Steve Sisolak and his performance. I've been dumbfounded by how inept this governor has been. He may be a nice guy. I don't know him that well. But he's just screwed up everything he's touched.
Well, you know, Kevin, this isn't scripted. You used the word performance. I would say non-performance. There's been nothing that has happened that's shown any leadership that's come from Nevada. It's come from California, everywhere else. It's from Washington. But it hasn't come from any of the intelligence in Nevada that we have that we could have worked on our own issues on. I think it's a tough time to be governor, especially when you don't have any ideas or any ability to figure out how to think a year from now or 10 years from now, and everything's just right in front of your face and you don't know how to react towards anything.
I know when talking about candidates, I get a lot of questions from a lot of folks, both on air and off air, about, hey, what about this guy? What about that gal? What about this judge? And one of the big questions I always get is, well, is he a conservative? And then you go from there to, well, what's his view on guns? Let me just start there for Mayor John Lee relative to the Second Amendment.
Okay, first off, I'm the conservative. I've been conservative more than most of these rhinos have ever got close to conservative. I'm not worried about my conservative values. I think they're rooted in integrity and honesty and loyalty. And it's about the goodness of America that my conservatism comes in. But it's interesting on the shooting. You know, just to give you an idea, you know, I was in the legislature for 14 years, and the Second Amendment has always been very, very important to me and my family. I was, I had an A-plus rating with the NRA every year I was there. One year I was NRA Legislator of the Year nationwide. I'd built that shooting range up in North Decatur, the beautiful world-class shooting range we have in Southern Nevada. I went to Washington. I got a resolution from the Senate and the Assembly. I went to Washington. Met with a subcommittee on public lands. Everybody came to the table, said, yes, we need a shooting range. We got 3,000 acres given to us on the northern part of the alluvial skirt of the valley. Then went to the Public Lands Management Act, Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act. We were able to get $49 million for a range. You know, it was it made all the sense in the world not to have people just out in the desert shooting while everybody else is out there riding motorcycles and ATVs and stuff. So anyway, it took 10 years to build that range. I was the chairman of that range and worked very close with the county commission. And today we have one of the most beautiful ranges in the world. But what we found out, Kevin, is every city had their own laws about how to carry guns. So North Las Vegas, maybe you carried your gun and it had to be, you know, in the front seat, and the clip had to be in the, you know, in the glove compartment. I mean, everybody had different rules. So if you were going to come to the shooting range in North Decatur, you might go through, you might be in Boulder City and go through Henderson and Clark County and Las Vegas, and finally you hit the range. You could have been stopped in any place there and had been toting that gun improperly through that community. So we had to put a state preemption law in place that would allow people the ability and security to know they could go to the range and not be stopped by police. The preemption law basically says the legislature will now make decisions for how we handle carrying guns throughout our state. So if you're going to go hunting somewhere else, you know, we have one law, and that's all we have to abide by now. So, you know, it's wonderful to be pro-gun. It's wonderful to be pro-Second Amendment. I believe everyone has the right to protect themselves and their assets from evil things.
Again, Mayor John Lee joining us, North Las Vegas mayor. He is a GOP candidate for governor. He is a friend. I love his family. They are absolutely amazing, amazing people. I want to ask you about another issue, though, that always seems to come up when we're talking about legislators or governors or lieutenant governors, and that is the issue of life. Where are you on the life issue?
Yeah, I understand this. I've got 7 children. I've got 30 grandchildren, and 2 days ago I got my first great-grandchild. I am pro-life. I believe every little baby that has a chance to come from heaven to earth should be given that opportunity. I also believe that there should be ways that we work with the mothers. I mean, the life of the mother, rape, incest, those are family decisions. I fully understand that. I don't think government should get into those areas at all. But I think we should be more have a better ability to help these young mothers out, offer better services, offer you know, sonograms and things like that. Maybe adoptive services could be fixed. You know, there's so many people would like to have a child. I think that the idea and the sanctity of life is something. Well, give me an example. I don't even kill cockroaches or spiders. I just tell them they better run before my wife kills them, because I value life so much. I have a bumper sticker that says I break for butterflies. So everything that has life is important to me. But I do understand sportsmen. You know, we do need to make sure we use animal husbandry properly.
Let me just ask you, because more and more people are talking about this as being a potentially wave election. And you're out there in all 17 counties talking to folks. And I'm just curious, do you sense that there is a red wave that is brewing?
I sense that there's a, we've had enough of this direction we're going. Kevin, I don't care. Biden's not running this country. We're in Bernie's world right now. Everything from Washington all the way to Carson City now is moving in a socialistic movement, you know. We have to be so careful that we keep and protect our Constitution and protect the future of our country and our families. So, you know, I think there is a lot of people that will probably vote this time based upon I want to protect America. But I can also tell you, just because somebody's a Republican doesn't mean they're going to be the Republican that's going to have your values. You really need to figure out who's got your values, who's going to be there, who stood up for you before, and who's not as scared to take a vote and not worry about, you know, if they're going to get reelected again. I mean, I've seen that over and over. We get a lot of good legislators, a lot of good county commissioners, city councilmen, but when it comes push to shove, all of a sudden somebody calls them and scares them, they won't get reelected, and they cower down. You know, yes, Republicans have the opportunity. We need to have the right leaders in those positions after the election.
I know, having been to at least one of your State of the City events, that you've got development going on all around you up there in North Las Vegas. And in fact, you've got a couple of new projects since the last time we talked.
Oh, Kevin, I'm so excited to tell you this. Great question. It's a timely question. So we stuck our shovels in the ground in the last 2 weeks. I've been working on these for, it seems like years, but for a long, long time, to get manufacturing to come to North Las Vegas. And now we are attracting some of the best manufacturing companies that are looking for new homes, fleeing other places, wanting to do business with us. So in the last 2 weeks, we've added, when these buildings and these companies move in, 1,000 new jobs, Kevin. That's their $25 and up, you know, wages. That's like 3 million square feet of concrete. Kevin, just to give you an idea, since I've been mayor, if you took a 4-foot sidewalk from the Pacific Ocean and you went all the way across the United States to the Atlantic Ocean, that's how much concrete we poured in North Las Vegas. This is not a bedroom community anymore. We're a powerhouse.
And you know what's amazing? This is, because you and I have talked on air, off air, over the last few years. These are projects that you've been working on for a long time, and you've laid the groundwork for them, and now all of a sudden they're coming off the drawing board, and all of a sudden they're going up.
Well, they are. And once you put in sewer, and you got power, and you got water, and you're moving roads out there, and you build infrastructure, people are coming and bringing those jobs here. And these are good jobs. We are diversifying the economy in North Las Vegas, so it's not gaming, tourism, and hospitality anymore. But what's more important to me, Kevin, we're diversifying the incomes of the residents of North Las Vegas. So maybe one of them works at Caesar's Palace dealing cards. That's a good gig, good tips and stuff like that. But we want the other member of that family, working family, to be out in North Las Vegas manufacturing things. So next time there's something happens in this world and tourism gets stopped for 6 months, then the manufacturing side is still continuing to provide income for that family. Every time something happens bad, Kevin, in North Las Vegas, our residents lose their homes. The number two form of savings in America for retirement is equity in your home. We want to preserve home ownership and diversifying the incomes of the families of our residents in North Las Vegas, too.
I want to ask you a political question. What we have found through the census is that something like 36% of voters across the state are independents. And I know it won't play in the primary, but in the general election, do we need a new strategy on how to attack this to be more inclusive to independents, to sell our story to them and get them to maybe to re-register?
That's a good question. It's going to take a little while for some people to have trust again in either one of these parties. But I do believe that the independents are more prone to vote for the person that's going to do the job rather than the person with the title or the Republican or Democrat moniker behind his name. I think the independents are pretty savvy. If we do a good job the way we're supposed to do it as Republicans, we will naturally bring them back into the fold because they're going to want to vote in the primary. They want to participate. Man, we've got to get trust back again. We've had too many elected officials who just waffle all the time, and it just emboldens the Democrats, and that's why we're in the situation we're in now.
Well, it's going to be an interesting race, a long race, believe it or not, to the general election, because we're just under a year away from the general election. John Lee, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And be safe out there on the campaign trail, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much, Kevin, and all your wonderful listeners. Bye-bye.
There you go. Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas, a GOP candidate for governor. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, Chuck, first of all, can you tell us what it means to be a direct lender?
You ever see those ads on TV for payday loans from Money Mutual and other companies? You know, they had Montel Williams as their spokesperson.
Oh, I've seen them all the time.
Well, they're what's called a lead generator. Check the disclaimer at the bottom of their website. It'll clearly say, this is not a lender. When you see this, it means they just gather your information and sell it.
Oh, so Dollar Loan Center is a direct lender, and you lend your money.
Yep, literally my money. You deal directly with us and only us. Just be careful out there and read the fine print before you give up your data.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get a signature installment loan up to $5,000 in just minutes. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown, asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. I've got some amazing news I just can't wait to share with you. Maybe you're like me. Years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family, huh? What? All became a part of the conversation. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been over the top great. But it gets better. They've even hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aid, 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's been a lot of reaction to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdicts, and if you just got out of your office and your smartphone didn't go off, simply put, he's not guilty on all charges. Not guilty, all charges, Kyle Rittenhouse. He is now a free man, and he cannot be held criminally liable for anything that happened ever again. The one thing I will say, and we have a number of legal eagles who've been going on TV essentially saying it's not necessarily really over for Kyle Rittenhouse. There is the possibility of a wrongful death suit of some sort. Might the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice weigh in and want to look into this? Don't know. But I will say this, it was interesting to see the reaction around the courthouse. I want to go
In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's go to cut seven. This is Sarah Seidner with CNN at the courthouse and the reaction of folks in Kenosha to the Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty verdict. Here it is. This is cut number seven.